I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a
soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. This is a special edition. My good friend Steve Ray will be joining us. Also, we've got Coach Lou Holtz coming on to talk about the college football season. And also, he's going to weigh in on the COVID-19. We also have an amazing new demographic study predicting jaw-dropping populations. So really sad. We'll talk about the contraceptive mentality. Also, we're going to bring up George Soros. He's sending $220 million to who? You'll find out later in the show. Also, I've got a good news story on the priesthood that I'm just so excited to tell you about. But before we do that, I want to also bring in the gospel for today's Mass, which is Matthew chapter 12, verse 1 to 8. Do we have Mr. Steve Ray on yet? Well, when we get him, he's a CatholicConvert.com. He'll be joining in on this. But I want to bring in the gospel for today, and then Fulton Sheen's got something to say as usual. Also, I want to thank all the people who are helping us paint our church and securing it for safety, the Sacred Heart Chapel in Covina, the one that's shown in my YouTube behind me when I'm looking here. I just want to say thank you so much for that. And if you'd like to help us continue to pay for the, we're about $2,000 short on the paint job, you can call 877-526-2151 or make a donation on our website. It's secure. It's called virginmostpowerfulradio.org. So the gospel today is from Matthew, so I'll read it. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? Now he went into the house of God and ate the bread offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests, could lawfully eat. Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests serve in the temple, violate the Sabbath, and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men, for the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I also want to encourage you to read the first reading from Isaiah, basically saying things like, be ready for death. In other words, prepare yourself. Put your things in order. Well, gospel here, I just want to share this. This was taken from St. Augustine. I usually will go to the saints for commentary, and I get it from the Navarre Bible commentary and also Dr. Scott Hahn's. So it says this about that, about Matthew. The Pharisees would weigh them down with endless series of petty regulations, yet they brought no peace to their souls. Jesus tells the people and us about the kind of burden he imposes. Any other burden oppresses and crushes you, but Christ actually takes weight off you. And that any other burden weighs down, but Christ gives you wings. Think about this, folks. If you take a bird's wings away, you might seem to be taking weight off it. But the more weight you take off, the more you tie it down to the earth. There it is on the ground, and you want it to relieve it of a weight. Give it back the wings, the weight of the wings, and you'll see how it will fly. So Augustine's giving us a good analogy that it appears that the gospel is going to weigh us down, but it actually is lifting us up. And I think that St. Augustine and any of the other great saints on commentaries, you might want to check that out. At this time, I'd like to bring in Fulton Sheen, who full Sheen ahead. And Bishop Sheen always has something good to say to us. And why do I give the quotable sheen? Because he's someone we need today. That's why I say full sheen ahead. Here's what he says. There is nothing that so much undermines the minds of people as the loss of the meaning of life. After all, if we do not know why we are here, why go on living? And you know, Bishop Sheen's comments about that make me really realize today in the world we're living in, we have a lot of people in our politics and our world that think this is it. I'm going to just, you know, whatever feels good, do it, because this is all I get. Well, I have to give them the word that, no, that's not the case, and that we want to help people fall deep in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church, and hopefully they will run into that by our example and even with what we share with them. So this is an important thing. I also want to mention something. Jesse and I brought this up about 6 weeks ago, but now a congressman asked the Smithsonian Institute to remove the bust of a Planned Parenthood's racist founder. Yes, that's what they wanted to do. Margaret Sanger, we've been talking about her for a long time. Remember, she had a radical agenda back in 1939. Sanger launched the Negro Project to enlist black ministers to help her promote birth control. And she was a racist. And here she is being in the Smithsonian Institute. So I'm glad that a congressman heard the Terry and Jesse show and decided to do that. Do we have Steve Ray with us yet? No. Okay. He's going to be coming. Also, I have some more good news. I like this. Pope Francis makes California Mission, founded by St. Junipero Serra, a minor basilica. So that is also good. Another good news is, do you remember when the Notre Dame Cathedral was burned? Yeah, remember it was at Easter time? Well, now they made the decision, and it's a good one, to restore it with its scaffold and everything to exactly the way it was. There was some talk about it that was going to make it look different, and I think that they should put it back to its original setting, and that's what they're doing. So Notre Dame spiral, destroyed by fire, being rebuilt to the identical to its original. I think that's a good news story, too. I see we've got Steve Ray back from CatholicConvert.com. Steve, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Terry. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, my brother.
Okay, just Steve, make sure we're on here.
Yeah, you're on,
buddy. It's just audio today?
I know. I see you. I can see you, brother. You and I have the same barbershop. I can see. But some people think we're brothers the way we look, Steve. I'm looking at you, and you look like my brother. From, you know, it happens. But, Steve, I was just sharing some good news stories, and one of my favorite good news stories is about a priest. This is, he says, "We live for Christ," says a priest in a viral photo. Steve, did you see? He was bringing last rites to a horrific crash, and this was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Did you hear about this?
I did see that briefly, yes.
Well, I think it's inspiring, and I like to inspire people because we can hear a lot of bad stories about priests, but this is a young priest who was just ordained in the Fraternity Order of St. Peter. And basically, there was a downpour, water coming down with a big rainstorm, and there's a big accident with the tractor trailers. And so what does the father do? He says, "Hey, I got out of my car, saw if there's any need I could help the people with regarding the deaths of anybody," which there were some serious accidents there. So he actually anointed one of the truck drivers. He got his oils out. He said, when he was in the seminary, he memorized the prayers because they said, you'll never know as a priest when you might need to do that. So he was ready. He was like a Boy Scout. He was prepared for that, Steve. And I really think that it's beautiful to hear about priests who say this. He says, "I was ordained to bring Christ to people in these solemn moments. And I'm sure any priest in my situation would have done the same thing." Very humble guy. But here's my point to everybody. Every time you see a priest, go up to him and thank him for his priesthood and say, "Father, I'm going to pray for you." You know what I tell him? Every Thursday here at our chapel, for 2 hours, we're on our knees praying for priests, the Pope, bishops, all priests. Why? They need our prayers. And why is it on Thursday? What took place Holy Thursday, everybody? The priesthood, the institution of the Holy Eucharist. So there you have it. Steve Ray, when we come back from the break, I'm going to play a clip from Lou Holtz. He was the football coach for Notre Dame. And then I'm going to ask everybody a question. And maybe Steve knows the answer to this because he's got a little Irish blood in him. Why is it that the Irish are called the Fighting Irish? I know the answer. I'm going to ask Steve Ray if he could give us that answer. And if you might even think about it, it's going to be interesting. Why are the Irish called the Fighting Irish? You'll find out when we come back from the break. But I'm going to be playing a clip where Lou Holtz is being interviewed about the college football situation, where the college football season is being canceled. And you hear what he has to say about COVID-19. Steve, when I heard this, I said, sign me up, coach. I want you as my coach. Well, when we come back, you're going to hear this. I'm only going to play 5 minutes of it, but it's a longer interview. But you want to go see it, because this is a man who has a PhD in common sense. And, folks, common sense is not that common. Steve Ray is with us, and I want you to go to his website at CatholicConvert.com. You can see a lot of good books. And Steve, what do you have on the website right now for us?
Oh, I always have current events coming up. I have one. It's a picture of David killing Goliath, and it says that the Israeli archaeologists have discovered something new.
What's that?
That Goliath actually died of the COVID-19 virus.
Are you kidding me?
It's a good joke, but it just shows kind
I love
of the
this. Sense of humor.
The insanity of what we're facing.
Exactly.
But, I want to talk about Notre Dame, because I was there two weeks after it burned.
Oh, okay.
And with a group a little bit after that, too. And so I'm looking forward to the show today, Terry. Right. And I do have a lot of things where our pilgrimages are pretty much shut down for this year, but we got some exciting new ones coming up next year. And all my books and my documents and my blogs going that are very contemporary with everything going on
Excellent.
Today.
Excellent. When we come back, Lou Holtz, college football coach for Notre Dame, has something to say about COVID-19 in the football season this year. We'll be right back. More on the Terry and Jesse Show. Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us, by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, a portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time, because that supports us year-round. May God bless you and your family. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Actually, it's Terry Barber and Steve Ray, CatholicConvert.com, joining in because Jesse's out of town. He'll be back on Monday. I promised you a clip from an interview with Lou Holtz, the former football coach for Notre Dame with Raymond Arroyo talking about the college football season being postponed because of COVID-19. I think you're going to find this interesting.
Last week, the Ivy League ruled out playing all sports this fall due to this coronavirus. And this week, the Patriot League followed suit. The Big Ten and Pac-12 have canceled non-conference games. Your reaction to these decisions?
I think there are going to be more conferences going to cancel the entire season because you have very many liberal people on a college atmosphere that say that one COVID is too many. Unfortunately, the young people in this country believe that COVID-19 is like cancer. It's a death nail. Whereas less than 30 people have died under the age of 23, whereas 2 years ago, over 150 died from the flu and the virus. As long as you're going to say, well, we can't do it unless it's absolutely safe, and the rules and regulations they have in college right now, there's no way in this world they can start a football season, let alone finish it. But you have to look at both effects. Now they're going to look at the financial effect. The average Power 5 team receives $60 million a year from conferences for football. You take that out of the budget, then you can't have an athletic program. There's no women's sports. There's no non-revenue sports along that line. It's insane the direction we're going. You just, my feeling is, you come play. If you're sick, go see a doctor. If you ain't, come to practice. Not complicated. Yeah. But we want to shut down the entire country over this epidemic. Yeah, we want to keep older people safe like me, but we have gone to extreme. Sometimes the remedy is much worse than the illness, and that's the case here.
On Tuesday, Vice President Mike Pence and U.S. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos were at LSU here in Louisiana discussing the importance of reopening schools. I want to play you what DeVos had to say. Listen.
America's public health experts and every doctor on this task force agree we're better off opening America's schools and getting kids back to school. Our schools can do what it takes to keep everyone safe from the virus.
Now, Coach, you coached college football for over 40 years. How important is it for college-age students to be in school as well as part of a team and involved in athletics, psychologically, culturally, mentally?
I think it's important for all the different reasons, not just college. Well, let's go back to grade school. Let's go back to high school. When you close people down, and particularly in a poor area, which doesn't have real good schools, and say we're going to do it all by remote learning, that's absurd. You have to be able to learn to relate to other people, to get along. You're depriving them of some of the happiest days of their life. My granddaughter's a senior in high school, graduated summa cum laude, could not even have graduation the last 3 months. She couldn't be with her friends to celebrate, to say goodbyes and go off to college. There are so many different reasons why going to school is so important. And particularly, if you look at the fact that the death rate of young people is very minimal, if any. Yeah. So let's get them back to school. Let's learn. Let's teach. If we don't do that again, this country is going to really suffer. But then again, there are some people that don't want that. Why? Because they want to disrupt everything in this country, whether it's tear down statues, ransack buildings, et cetera, until the election's over. I believe after the election, if President Trump's not elected, or if he is elected, I think it will all end either way.
Wow. LSU's head coach, football coach, Ed Orgeron, Coach O, had this to say about his football team. Listen.
You know, we have our team back. They're ready to go. We need football. We need to play. The state needs it. This country needs it.
He said the state and the country needs football. Do you agree?
Absolutely, I agree. We need sports. We need athletics. We need entertainment. We need to get back to our way of life. You know, back in 1959, when I'm just getting out of college, the swine flu, he didn't close the country down unless 150,000 people lost their life. But you moved on. This is all part of life. There's a risk. This is the home of the free and the brave. Well, I'm not sure how free we are. We sure are very brave because everybody cowers up. And you got to wear a mask. You got to do this. You got to do that. Yeah, I think you ought to be tested on it. But by the same token, let's move on with our life. There's a risk in everything you do. You look at how many people have committed suicide. In 1 month, we had more people commit suicide than we did all last year. You can't pin people up. You can't make them a alone by themselves, a fear of everything in this world, anything you touch. I'm tired of it. I'm an old man. And here's what I say. Please don't keep me alive by preventing me from living. Let me live my life. Mm. I don't want my tombstone to read, "Here lies Lou Holtz, born January 6, 1937, died July 24th, 2020, buried August 19th, 2024. Let me live till the day I die."
Wow. Wow. Like I say, sign me up, coach. I think you got a PhD in common sense. Steve, this is what we've been saying. It seems like this whole COVID-19, it's real. I understand the Chinese got it set up to, back in Wahoo. I understand all that. But here's the concern I have is that we've stopped everything from football, coach, and from playing football to having church services, mass. I mean, it seems like we're really out of control on this. And I think that there is an underlining message here, and that is that there are groups right now in this country trying to undermine a democracy. And that's what I got out of that, Steve. But, I'm very opinionated. Can you tell?
I think that Lou Holtz is correct. I think he's a wise man. Mm-hmm. And I have called this a media-driven insanity from the very beginning. The way I view it, Terry, is that there came a very strange and scary virus out of Wuhan, China.
Right.
And everybody had a right to be afraid and cautious about it. But that time is over. And then a lot of people were afraid of it because we had a lot of modeling and statistics, and all of them have proved way exaggerated. And because of that, many government and church officials have decided to do too much. They want to do too much so they're not accused of doing too little. And then once we see now that it's not killing the people that it said it was, and about half the people are the people in the old folks home. And part of that is because of guys like the governor of New York who started putting COVID patients into Cuomo, who is putting patients, and same in our state of Michigan with our Governor Whitmer, extremely liberal. And they were putting COVID patients into nursing homes and old folks homes to keep them there, and that caused a lot of the deaths among old people. So the young people affected by it are minuscule. To close down the schools
ridiculous.
Because of this is absolutely ridiculous. And whether the problem, Terry, is that the secular media and the liberals are closing down and shutting down all alternative opinions, even if they're great respected doctors and scientists, right. They're shutting them down and saying the only position, and Google and Facebook and these others, Twitter, are agreeing with them. They're only going to let their leftist liberal views be presented, and they have an agenda. This thing is going to really be hit huge. It is going to be the most dividing factor in our society, I think, in the coming year, because here in Michigan, our governor said everybody has to wear a face mask if you go out of your house into any public building or within groups of people anywhere. You have to wear it or $500 fine. And I know already that people have told me that they're ready to quit their jobs over this. And there are also, and I'll quit with this, that the schools, there are even the Catholic schools here, there are a whole contingency of parents saying we will not send our kids back to school if they have to wear masks.
Right.
And there's another whole contingency that said that we're not going to send our kids back to school unless everyone is forced to wear a mask. This is becoming a hysterical, insane situation. And I agree with Coach Lou Holtz, and I really think that he's a wise man. And there are a lot of voices of wisdom coming out and speaking about this, Terry, but in many ways they're being squelched and silenced.
I agree. And Steve, I will say this. In Los Angeles, the second largest school district in the entire country, they just made a decision they're not going to bring the kids back. And here's the statistics. Are you ready? Write this one down. Last year, 144 kids died of the pneumonia, the flu. Okay? And at the same time, we had 12 children die from COVID-19. And so all I'm trying to say is statistics don't support the response we're giving. And so I would just say this, folks, just pray hard, and also don't support those politicians who are doing things like this, because we're going to be making a big decision in about 3 months. And I would just say this, We know that one of our Supreme Court justices, Bunsberger, she just came out of the hospital again for medical issues. President Trump is picking pro-life candidates for the Supreme Court. And if he becomes reelected, we know we can have a good, strong possibility of turning Roe versus Wade over. And this is huge because we're going to be talking a little later in the show about the new demographic study predicting dropping populations declines. And matter of fact, you know what, folks? Can you imagine out of 195 countries, 183 of them right now are losing populations? What? Yep, that's what's happening. But Steve Ray, I want to ask you, before we get to the break, a real quick note. You said 2 years ago or a year ago, you were 2 weeks after the burning of the Notre Dame Cathedral, you were there. Tell us about that.
Well, we were taking a group of pilgrims for D-Day, and we're going to go all through Paris, but also, and by the way, we were at D-Day on June 6th on the 75th anniversary. Our group was all there, and we heard President Trump give one of the most magnificent speeches he's ever given. And we were able to go out on the beach there, and it was an amazing event. But that was, we went to see the Notre Dame Cathedral after it had burned, and it was very sad because I've seen it before when it was in its pre-fire state.
Yeah.
And it's a magnificent testimony to the faith of the French people. And I thought even at the time it showed still they may be acting as pagans in many cases now, but they came out in great sorrow and prayer over that. And I do have to say that the friends that I know in Paris have told me that there's a great like a grassroots movement of real Orthodox Catholicism and orders. That is a very promising thing going on in France right now. So we may not hear a lot about it, but I'm very happy that the Notre Dame is going to be restored to the way it was. I know that there was a lot of people wanting to make it modernized, but when you modernize a church, the churches that I've seen that are modern, they do not inspire me at all. They leave me cold.
Absolutely.
And they used to know how to make churches. I think many have forgotten how to do that these days. So I'm glad they're going back to the original of the Notre Dame, and can't wait to take a group back there and see it again when it's finished.
And I want to give you the facts about the Trump administration cutting Obamacare rule, forcing abortion and sex change coverage. Isn't that good news? I sure want to keep him in.
Yep.
Man, I want to do that. We come back. Hey, you know, we're going to have actually Dr. Louis Sandoval calling in the next segment to talk about his new show on Virgin Most Powerful. We also want to talk more about the demographics with the Terry and Jesse show. Steve Ray filling in for Jesse Romero. We'll be back with much more to inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eye to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. It's www.CovenantEyes.com. Code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Healthcare news today seems to be coming from everywhere and everyone. It's confusing, at least, and untrustworthy at the worst. Dr. Aceta is a faithful Catholic in the Kern County community. He is trustworthy, well-researched, and will only give expert opinion on matters in his own specialty. Catholic teaching at its entirety is of utmost importance to Dr. Aceta. Give Dr. Aceta a call for your obstetrics and gynecological needs at 661-695-6617.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back. It's not Terry and Jesse today. Steve Ray, CatholicConvert.com. He can't see me for some reason, but I can see him. He's with us, and we are talking today about a lot of different issues. And one of those, and I know that Dr. Louis Sandoval is calling in too, so let me know when that, Mr. Engineer, when he comes in. He's in now? Dr. Louis Sandoval, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show.
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Good, my friend. Thank you for joining us. You have a new show starting next Thursday after the Terry and Jesse Show. For those who don't know you, Dr. Louis Sandoval, give a little background and tell us what you're going to be doing for us on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
Oh, absolutely. First, thank you so much for having me.
Our
and
pleasure.
Thank you for this wonderful opportunity. You know, my background is that I grew up here in Southern California. I grew up in Santa Ana in Orange County, and I was lucky enough to complete my medical school studies at UCLA. Mm-hmm. I specialized in psychiatry and in family medicine. And currently, as far as our Catholic ministry, I was called to be the psychiatrist for the deliverance team for Orange County. Mm-hmm. As such, I have trained. I've gone to the school on exorcism at the Vatican. I did that a few years ago.
Wow.
And I've done a few summer conferences here at Mundelein in Chicago, where, you know, we study all about spirituality, about demonology, and me as a psychiatrist, really how that influences the mind and how that spirituality combines with our mental health and how we think. And so, you know, hopefully it's an exciting show for our viewers.
Yes.
And what I hope to do with the show is use not only just mental health, we're going to touch on mental health, but I always consider it a scriptural-based mental health. So
awesome.
I always draw from scripture, and I like to draw from the Gospels and all the books in the Bible to talk about how the Bible views mental health and how it is that spiritually we can be affected, or actually how we are spiritually affected, and that can affect our mental state as well. So I think it's very important to keep all that in mind and keep that together when we're trying to combat, you know, demons or any anxieties mm-hmm. or any fears that we have. And we can look at that and look at that combination. Sometimes it's very helpful in our spiritual journeys.
Absolutely. And that show's going to be on Thursday of next week, right after the Terry and Jesse Show. So, folks, that's 12 noon next Thursday. Each week, Dr. Sandoval will be giving a one-hour show, and he hopefully, God willing, will be allowed to do this and here on the network. What we're trying to do is help build you up on your spiritual life, but also your mental health, because I'm going to tell you, my experience has been we have a lot of stress in our culture right now, and a lot of people are really stressed out over the COVID-19 issue, and I think Dr. Sandoval's done that issue on our shows. So I think folks are going to really enjoy it. And that begins next Thursday, right after the Terry and Jesse Show. Dr. Sandoval, thanks for being so generous to Virgin Most Powerful. And God willing, we'll be able to touch souls for their salvation, because that's what we do here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Hey, thank you, guys. I really appreciate that, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Dr. Sandoval. All right, Jesse. I called Steve Ray Jesse. Now, why would I do that? You guys probably know why. Steve Ray, I've heard you talk at our family conferences over the last 20 years. I've seen you give talks all over the country, and you have had a very profound effect on reverts, converts that come back to reverts, people who are left the church have come back. You're a convert. But the issue of contraception, I've heard you speak on because I want to talk to you about this because right now, out of 195 countries, only out of 183 do not have a fertility rate that's going to replace their, in other words, they're losing people every year. And it seems to me, with the article, it says that contraception's available all over the world now, and people are just basically not interested in having babies. What do you think that's all about? What is it, a spiritual problem?
Well, I think it a lot of things are involved. Mm-hmm. I think, first of all, you know, back in the old days, we had an agrarian society where you needed all the kids you could on the farm to milk the cows and take care of the fields and take care of mom and dad because they didn't have welfare and all of these government agencies. But nowadays you've got government agencies to take care of old people, so you don't need to have kids to do that for you anymore. I mean, my mom right now, even though we're willing to help her, she's in a nursing home by her choice and the way they had it set up. And Medicare has become basically a ward of the state, although we monitor it and we take good care of her. Mm-hmm. But I think that's part of the situation, that people don't have the impending need for children like they did in the past. Plus, Terry, our culture has pretty much, the government has taken over family care.
Right.
You know, a young girl can have babies out of wedlock and get an apartment from the government and have everything paid for. You don't need the man in the house anymore. And if you don't need the man in the house anymore, then you've got the problem you do with our society, a whole bunch of kids running around without fathers who are looking up to drug lords and pimps and so on as their heroes. But you also have the whole idea that contraception has come in. Mm-hmm. And when the document Humanae Vitae came out, it was like a prophetic document that once you allow contraception, then women can be used as toys because you don't have to be afraid of them getting pregnant anymore. The way it was in the past, Terry, if you wanted to have the pleasures of a marital life and sexuality and all of this, you had to first get an education, clear a field, build a house, have a career, and then the woman would say okay to you.
Right.
But today, it's not that way anymore. A man can get all those pleasures without ever having to be married and without any responsibility of a family.
Yep.
And it's happening too much. There's a good book that I did a study on with a whole group of people back in the 80s, before I was Catholic, called Men and Marriage by George Gilder. And if people want to really understand what's going on in our culture today, it's called Men and Marriage by George Gilder. And I have to say it was one of the most important books I ever read in my life.
Wow.
And we did a whole study with a group of people. It took 4, 5, 6 weeks. We studied it. But when you have a society that sex is no longer tied to having babies, mm-hmm. now you can have sex for pleasure and for fun and for recreation and entertainment. And so the whole dynamic has changed. So no longer are people getting married even. If you look at the statistics of Catholic marriages and infant baptisms have dropped drastically, because people are just saying, you know what, I don't need to get married to do what you do when you got married in the old days. I can do that now without the responsibility, and we don't have to have kids to worry about because we've got contraceptives, and if that doesn't work, we can always do an abortion.
Yep.
But people don't realize not only the damage it does to them individually, but also to the damage it does to our whole society and culture. One last thing I have to say, that when my wife and I were evangelicals, mm-hmm. we used contraceptives on quite a regular basis. Because when we got married in 1976, the first thing our Protestant pastor did is sat down with us and said, Steve, well, let's get the important things taken care of first. What kind of birth control are you going to use?
Wow.
That was the most important thing he wanted to talk about so that we would have that under control. So it was just part of our evangelical creed that along with the Trinity and divinity of Christ, that you used contraceptives in order to control not having kids until you wanted them. Well, after my wife and I became Catholic, or I would have to say on the day of, we decided to give our sexuality to God and to say, you know what, we're going to follow the teachings of the church. I was a Protestant, Terry. I was in protest before. I'm not going to come into the Catholic Church and be a protester again.
Right.
If I'm going to become a Catholic, I'm going to follow the age-old traditional biblical and all the teachings of the church, and I'm not going to come in and say, well, I'll choose this and I'll choose that, or I'll accept this and I protest against that.
Yes.
When we came into the church, we said we're going to be Catholics 100%, no more Protestant, and we gave our sexuality to the Lord. And my wife, one time when I gave a talk about this, she yelled from the back, our marriage was good beforehand, but it's all the better now.
I love it. I love it.
But I really have to say that giving up the contraceptives and saying to my wife, I'm giving myself wholly and completely to you and you as well. And if a baby comes from this, God bless us. We're going to be a family. Mm-hmm. And that changed our whole thing. And we did get pregnant, actually.
Did you?
And it was, that's another story. You want to take a break? And maybe I'll tell that story real quick.
Yeah, why don't you, you know what, Steve? We got about 3 or 4 minutes before the break time.
I can do it.
Go for it. Because those are inspiring.
Janet was, after we became Catholic, Janet was praying that we would, that the Lord would raise up priests.
Yeah.
And so the Lord interrupted her prayer and says, why don't you raise up a priest for me? She says, well, Lord, I hate being pregnant. I've already got 4 kids. They're already grown. I'm 49 years old. Steve is 51. We've got all these big projects we're doing. But, and so she talked to the priest and said, maybe it's our son, Jesse. And Jesse said, Mom, read my lips. It's not going to be me. So we heard about a deacon friend of ours, and they had gone to Rome, and his wife and him were standing in a reception line. The Pope John Paul II walked by, didn't talk to anybody, turned back around, came and laid hands on his wife, and then continued on the line. She's the only one they did that with. And when she had had 27 years of no children.
Wow.
Had one girl and then 27 years of infertility, wanted more kids, but it was like she's 49. The Pope laid hands and prayed on her. When she got home, she found out she was pregnant. And they jokingly said the Pope got her pregnant in Rome. I think it's a good, tongue in cheek.
I get it.
But my wife said, oh, the Pope has to pray for me. The Pope has to pray for me. Then I'll raise up a son to be a priest. So we were in Rome just a little while after that.
Mm-hmm.
And we met the Pope, and Janet asked him to pray for her to get pregnant. He had his hands all over Janet praying for her, and Janet was sure she'd get pregnant. She didn't. Then a long time later, we were going to Guam to do a conference there. We've been to Guam twice doing apologetics conferences. Janet had a dream that she was pregnant. She was now 50-something years old, and she went and got a pregnancy test, and sure enough, she was pregnant and came to me in the middle of the night and says, Steve, look up, wake up, look at this. It says positive. Are you pregnant? She said, yes. What do you think? I said, I'm terrified, but I'm excited too. We're going to give this baby. And the babe, my wife, ended up having a miscarriage because we were so old, but when we did the calculations to the day that she conceived, she conceived on the very day that John Paul II died.
Wow.
She's convinced that John Paul got to heaven, made the intercession for her, and she got pregnant on that day. And there's a little boy,
yep,
a little priest in heaven waiting to receive us when we get there. And his name is J.J. Ray. We already named him.
Good for you.
And he's going to say, thanks, Mom and Dad, for giving me life.
I love storytelling on the radio. Steve, that's a beautiful testimony. When we come back on the Terry and Jesse Show, we're going to talk about that liberal mega donor, Soros, George Soros, sending $220 million to U.S. groups demanding police defunding. Yeah, I said it. We got to stop this. Terry and Jesse Show, Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We're too blessed to be stressed, too anointed to be disappointed. We'll be back with much more right after a quick break.
Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith we come to understand. According to St. Augustine, understanding is the reward of faith. Therefore, seek not to understand that you may believe, but believe that you may understand. May God grant us a strong living faith in Him and His divine plan of salvation, and help us to believe so that we may understand.
Tummy.
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871. Because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. My good friend Steve Ray, CatholicConvert.com, is with us. And I want to make a pitch for all of our listeners. And trust me when I say this. You need to check his website out, not just today. I would say every day, because he's constantly updating it with lots of good articles. You want to be a high-information Catholic? Check out CatholicConvert.com. Steve, one more time, for those who didn't hear, you have some books and CDs on sale right now for our listeners?
I do. I always have a couple of specials there. And our DVDs, we have 9 of them now. We have always a special there, but you can get those. They all have very complete, comprehensive study guides, too, for Mary. I don't think there's anywhere good as a commentary, a study guide on Mary or on Abraham or on David or on Jesus. And each one of those, if you buy the whole set, you get one free. So the study guides are included. You buy all 9, you actually only pay for 8. You get the 9th one free.
Excellent.
They're really good. You know, Terry, they're really good for this time when people are somewhat locked away.
Right.
They're good Bible studies. You can take a virtual pilgrimage. In fact, my wife and I just had fun. We started with Abraham, went through Moses, David, Elijah, and Elisha, Jesus. We went through the whole series again. It was kind of fun. And it's a way to take a pilgrimage through the whole Bible in a very fun way with study guides on the side. So
right.
I call Footprints of God. They're on my website.
Excellent. Steve Ray, I was talking about George Soros. Many times Jesse and I talk about him because
I'm covering my ears.
Yeah, he's covering. Yeah, but you should, because Steve, this man has caused a lot of damage in our country. He's funding a lot of groups that, he started this Open Society Foundation, and he announced that it is investing $220 million in a black-led justice organizations that among themselves are calling for defunding the police and mass mailing and voting and express support for the riots that have swept across the country following the death of George Floyd. Now, after I read that little paragraph, I'm like, are you kidding me? This guy is doing this, and we're just going, oh, yeah, that's a... But there, he says, there is this call for justice in black and brown communities as an explosion of it's not just sympathy, but solidarity across the board. The Open Society Foundation President Patrick Gaspard told the New York Times, it's time to double down. Now, Steve, his Open Society Foundation spend $1 billion annually in 100 different countries, including $150 million per year, defunding the left-wing's the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, and leading abortion companies like Planned Parenthood and other groups. Last year, he invested over $5 million in the Super PAC dedicated to defunding groups working against the Trump reelection. Man, Steve, what do we make of this guy? He's 88 years old and he's like on fire.
Terry, I'm not allowed to use these kind of words on the radio, so I'll pass.
Okay. Well, all
I'm just kidding.
I
wanted to make my point.
Yeah, it is a strong
point.
But
I think that when you have a guy that is working so hard to destroy America and says our country is so bad, You know, Terry, when you look at the demographics, people are fighting to get into the United States. That's not building walls to keep people in. If our country was so bad, they would be trying to get out of our country to go elsewhere.
That's right.
But in the Soviet Union and in communist countries, they build walls to keep their people in. We don't have walls to keep people in. People can leave, but people don't want to leave. And we have some of these lunatic actors and so on that said, if we do this, we're moving to Canada. And I've often offered to help pay their way to go to Canada. But they never do. They stay here, don't they?
Yes.
And people are fighting to get into this country, which is why we have to build a wall along the south, because we have to protect our borders, which, by the way, the Catechism says is our right to do.
That's right.
To control immigration.
Yep.
So why is it, if this country is so bad, that we have to build walls because people are fighting to get into our country, and those loonies who are supporting it, saying how bad it is, why are they not leaving?
Well said, Steve. You know, all I can say is we need to pray for his conversion, because he still isn't, you know, 88 years old. He's going to be meeting God. He has a lot to account for. I want to finish the show on something positive, Steve. And you know that being on our show, we talk about the five stones of David and how important we apply those to spiritual stones in our life. Like, number one, read your Bible every day, please. Number two, get to confession on a regular basis. Now, if you're in Southern California, we've got confessions from 3 to 5 every Saturday afternoon before the vigil mass, and on Sunday mornings at 7:45. You'll know the sign of a good parish if they have they advertise long hours for confessions. Another thing. And also perpetual adoration.
Terry, our parish has multiple times for location for confession during the week, and there's always a long line. They never get through. And other priests around the diocese say, I wish my people sinned as much as yours did. It's just kind of a joke to say. But you know what it really is, Terry? Not that our parish is more sinners, but it's people who are aware of their
That's
sin.
That's right. That's right.
And when the priest is teaching the way he should be,
yes,
and promoting the church the way it should be, then there should be people lined up for confession, because all of a sudden they realize how important this sacrament is. And when my wife and I go to confession every month, we've been a little stymied in that because of all this virus hysteria. But when we had our kids, we always went once a month to confession with our kids. It was mandatory. They all came with us.
That's right.
And that was nice, because you know what? I always went in first, but it established a pattern in their lives. And now my kids still continue to go to confession once a month with the grandchildren.
Good.
And my grandson, when he went to his first confession, you know Josh.
Yes, of course. I had him in my lap.
He's a littler guy.
Yeah.
And he went to confession for the first time. He came home and he was so proud of that and said, told Papa, I went to confession. About 6 months later, he came up and said to me, Papa, I've been to confession 17 times now. He said he was so proud of that.
He keeps right.
But, a little bit about those five stones you mentioned, by the way. You know, you get those in the Elah Valley in Israel.
Really?
That is the valley where David fought Goliath. And we take our groups there on occasion. And we pick up, everybody comes home with five smooth stones out of that brook. Because then they realize it's a reminder that they too, as little David, can conquer the big dragon, the big giant. And all the people that work at Five Stones, you know all these guys.
Of course they
do. The fulfillment. Right. I went and got all of them a bag of stones. So every one of the people at Five Stones has five stones from the Elah Valley on their desk.
Oh, man.
Now, one last thing. Do you know why David picked up five stones and he was only going to fight Goliath?
No,
do
I do not.
You think he maybe thought he was going to miss and he'd have four more backup stones?
Why only five?
No. It was because Goliath had four brothers.
Oh, there you go. Now, let me ask you, Steve, do you know why the Fighting Irish are called the Fighting Irish?
Of course, because in the Civil War, they fought on the Union side to free the slaves. And they were the Irish Brigade, and they were immigrant soldiers, They were very heroic and valor. And my relatives at the time, and I'm part Irish.
Yes, I know.
My great 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 grandfather had a whole bunch of kids and a farm, so he opted out of fighting, but he paid $300 to pay for another soldier to take his place to fight against the South and to liberate the slaves.
That's an interesting story. And also, I will include this: in the 1930s, when I read this from Coach Lou Holtz, he talks about the Ku Klux Klan coming up to Indiana and doing some rioting, and the Catholics were being, you know, challenged. And the students from Notre Dame said, wait a minute, not on my watch. And they rumbled with the Ku Klux Klan. And guess what the Klan called them? The Fighting Irish. You don't want to mess with them. Anyhow, Two points there, Steve. Hey, one last thing about the five stones, and that is we want to be able to pray the rosary every day. Our Lady of Fatima said it 100 years ago, and the power of the rosary is so powerful. I think Bishop Strickland did a show. Actually, he's going to play on Tuesday. He's going to talk about the power of the rosary on Virgin Most Powerful, Bishop Joseph Strickland. And remember what Our Lady said, souls are going to hell because no one is there to pray and make sacrifices. Think about the world right now. You can be part of helping people get to heaven by the way you live in your life, by your actions, by your prayers. So you're part of Team Jesus, but you're not part of Team Jesus if you're not praying the rosary. So I would encourage our listeners to get those beads out every night. Steve, I'm going to give you the final word, and also about his website, CatholicConvert.com.
Well, thanks, Terry. Got a lot of good stuff on there. Hundreds of articles about everything, apologetics, biblical, Catholic.
Yep.
Everything on my store, all good prices there, too. And our trip's coming up. Unfortunately, the ones that we had planned for this year are not looking good.
No.
And the one we had like next year with you, Terry, in the spring,
right,
we're going to postpone you
next year,
to go a year later because we want you to come when there's a lot of people. And we think that pilgrimages are going to start out very slowly next year. I want to expose you to a bunch of people, not just a few. So we're going to have you come on with us in 2022 or 2023 when it gets going again. But CatholicConvert.com, and I got all my – I'm doing a lot of Zoom conferences.
I
and
bet.
Oh, unbelievable stuff these days. But one thing I would just say is that my wife and I, when we became Catholic, we said the Lord brought us into the church for a reason.
Yes.
And when I see what's going on in the world today, Terry, and not only in the Catholic Church but in America, and I'm proud to be an American.
Me
and
too.
I'm proud to stand up for George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and the Founding Fathers and all of the Catholic founders who started the missions and all these things. And I'm just proud to be an American and proud to be a Catholic. And I think this is not the time to wilt or to fade away. This is the time when we were called for such times as this. The church has never experienced a golden age. There has never been a time in history where you can say, this is the golden age where the church didn't have any problems. We've always had problems. We've always fought our way through. That's why we're called a church militant. And it's not a time to lay down and let the left roll over us or the anti-Catholics or the secularists or the Soros.
Yep.
Today is a time when we rise up. We support President Trump because he is a very president who is defending our country, our freedoms, our religion,
right,
religious freedoms. It's time to fight, not to lay down and die. Let the others lay down. It's not time for us to lay down and teach our kids to fight as well.
Well said. What you just said, the last part, our kids to fight, because we're getting old. We need another generation of Catholics who are willing to lay their life down for their faith. I really mean that. I think that possibly because coming in our country, all I can say for everybody is stay faithful. And when you're living in the presence of God, you can deal with anything in your life. And so I want to encourage you to keep that. I hear the music, Steve. What state should we be living in, brother?
I got a lot of answers, but I think we should be living in the state of grace.
And let's not live in that deep state, right? Not that.
That's right.
All right, Boy, brother. Yeah. You got it. We should be living in the state of grace. I want to ask you again for your prayers for Virgin Most Powerful, that we may become faithful and continue the work of introducing people to the person of Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. Thanks for all your support over these 3 years. We're going to continue to fight the fight, one foot in front of the other, with the grace of God. May God bless you this weekend. And up next, we have another show coming up. Deacon Steve Greco will be coming up on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And we like to say, full sheen ahead. Remember, if souls are saved, everything is saved. If souls aren't saved, nothing is saved. Steve Ray, thanks again for joining us here at Virgin Most Powerful. CatholicConvert.com. Check his website out. God love you, Steve. And God love America.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests, thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.